Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind, Season 7, DC, Episode 12, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
Sincerely, Shumaro says, I'm like so excited that like you are like reviewing last night's episode. It's like so exciting. That's my Ramsey's impression. Good job.
You got to have the two braids down the side.
That's the only way it works.
That's the only way it works. You got to have the two braids down the side.
Lil Eva says Netflix dragged it out too much. They do, but they all shows do that. Married at First Sight does it too. Well, you know, 90 Day Fiancé will drag out a storyline forever, over seasons. So, you know.
And make a spinoff of it. I think they like this. Let's do another one.
And then let's do a show about people watching the show. Then a show about people watching the show. It's really what happened. Something to Be says, woke up at 3 a.m. Wednesday morning. Watch this crap. Couldn't sleep after because of aftershock. What? Allison says, we're crazy for continuing to do this, but it's so much fun. Exactly. You've been saying this since the start, Terrell.
It's fun to make fun of. Mm-hmm. It's fun to make fun of. And what I love about, especially Love is Blind, what I love about Love is Blind, because they dump so many episodes, you know, what they did six that first week. Within a week, people start to find these folks and find their social medias, and you start to see more about these people and see how they're responding to comments from people who are watching the episodes. So Love is Blind to me is a lot more fun to make fun of.
It's more fun to make fun of.
More fun to make fun of.
Well, you know, they find... here's the thing about this season, right? And we'll get to this episode in a second. I just want to say that I really like that they showed us the things that we've been talking about, because a lot of content creators have been talking about different parts of it. Like, oh, these couples got it, but they didn't make it. Articles are written about it. And then they said, okay, you know what? Since y'all keep talking about the stuff behind the scenes and somebody's got a leak, we'll show you. And they did. Right? So I'm happy that they at least did that. They did a couple things. Lil Eva says the finale was a cure for insomnia. It wasn't that bad. Damn. This season sucked. Sincerely, Shimmerell says this season sucked so much. I'm glad some folks were smart enough to say no before the altar. That's something that's different. Like, they didn't even let them get to the altar. And I feel like it's maybe like, look, all right, we're paying for all these dresses, these tux rentals. If y'all not going to do it, just say so. We'll cancel this crap. They got easy to it, because when we get down to this episode, we pick up where we left off in episode 11. And here we are with Marissa and Ramses. And what seems to be his Michael Jackson impression as he tries to moonwalk out of this relationship after having, what we find out, a conversation with his brother and his niece's mother. Did you notice that's the way he put it?
He did. I was like, sister-in-law?
Or maybe not married.
They're not married. I mean, I just thought that was it's the way he put it. I was like, so.
Okay, so it wasn't just me that thought it was weird. All right. Because I was like, wait, did he just say his niece, mother, and his brother? Why not? Right, never mind. I'm going to leave this alone. Apparently, they're not. All right. What did you think in this conversation? Because Ramses brought up a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
Right?
He did. It always frustrates me with the editing on these this couple. It just bothers me about the editing. One minute you see Marissa crying, then all of a sudden she's not crying. She's just sitting there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did that conversation happen before the crying conversation or after the crying conversation? But it just bothers me to try to follow him. But for him to have had this conversation with his brother and his niece's mom, maybe not even together anymore, but they all cool. Uh-huh. They just talk. But to have that and that he's just scared, I'm thinking to myself, what is it? Uh-huh. Okay, you keep saying love is not enough. Okay, what is the issue? And I think Marissa is trying to find out, what is the dang issue? Mm-hmm. Get to it, Ramses. Why are you bothered?
And then he says he's bothered because Marissa's energy is too much for him. Mm. And the thing for her is this conversation feels very familiar, right? Because he's going, well, it's not you, it's me. She's like, but you're literally saying it's me. He's like, I asked you about it. I said, well, in the pause, the energy was good. Every guy says that.
Right.
She just goes like, everybody loves my energy at first.
Yeah. Well, that part was a trip because she's really trying to sell herself and sell like why they should be together. And he says his feelings are telling him to move forward, but that has led him the wrong way in the past. So then once he kind of brings up this, it's your energy. Mm-hmm. And she's still trying to find out. He said it's our energy. It's like coexisting in the same place. So in other words, your energy when I'm around you all the time is too much for me, which I'm thinking to myself, okay, Rams, if that's the case, why not just say I need more time, but I still want to be together.
Uh-huh.
But we might not say yes at the altar.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's a lot worse than just the energy.
It's got to. Well, he had no problem with the energy when she was letting him raw dog it and shoot the club up. Okay. He had no problem with that. The problem came when she went, I'm not going on birth control, so strap it up before you tap it up. And he was like, your energy's off. I'm not feeling your energy here. What the hell is this? And don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know I am right. Because like Mary Kay says, Ramses needed a way out. And his way out was, I need to enjoy sex. Did you see my braids? They didn't get this long for that.
Do you see this? Do you know what this means?
You see these curls?
I'm going to go ahead and pop and lock my way out of this relationship. And go back to the 80s where I belong.
J. Marie says, My Little Pony only wanted the sex. He enjoyed that. He loved the sex with her. That's, we know that.
Yeah, you know, but I felt so bad for Marissa in this whole conversation. I mean, I even got misty-eyed watching her cry because she's truly hurt and you feel bad about it. And she even said in the pods that sometimes she's too much and people like her at first. Mm-hmm. And a couple months in, he did the exact same thing.
Yeah, and he did it a couple weeks in.
Right.
that's what's so bad. It is an accelerated process, right? So, the bad thing is, he doesn't want to be there. We can see that. Everybody's saying that in the live chat. Shout out to the live crew. Do us a favor while you're here. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. But Ramses doesn't want to be there. And I hated watching this, right? And to me, it felt like Marissa was begging this man to be in her life.
Mm.
Am I the only one that felt that? Because it really did. Are you sure? I'm like,
yeah. I mean, I totally get that. I felt that way too. But I'm thinking maybe she's just. To me, it seemed like she was blindsided. That'd be one thing if they were having issues for days and days and days up to this point. Mm-hmm. Everything was great. We're picking out music, and he's crying to the songs that are gonna be playing at the wedding. To now, he's doing a full 180 here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. And I have to ask Leah, like, does it really matter? Does it matter that they're locks, not braids? Does that change anything about what we think about Ramses? Just curious.
Manny App says he was too uncompromising. He's not ready to commit to another person. And Jay Marie says, if I took another shot, I took a shot every time Marissa said, are you sure? I wouldn't even be cautious enough to type this. I felt bad. There's a lot of people saying they felt bad. Ravine, she cried. I cried too. Little Eva says, I felt bad watching Marissa cry. I felt like I was watching a private moment. It was painful to watch. And, you know, the thing, though, I think, is there was a point when she kind of got past and there was like, and said, you shouldn't have come to this experiment.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Because I see people saying he wasn't ready to commit to anybody.
Well, yes. At this case, if he's saying he's not sure, because obviously he needs more than 3 weeks to decide if love is enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. Don't come to the process. Don't do this experiment.
Why would you
say that? I wonder, what does he have to gain?
Right.
You know, because you got some people that come on for clout, for likes. You know, what does he have to gain by doing that? So why did you come and you wasted Marissa's time? And poor thing, man, I felt really bad for her. And then he's acting like he's crying. And I'm thinking to myself, you're not that emotional about this.
At all.
You're not that emotional about this at all. Stop it.
Trini says he did not want to help with wedding planning. Red flag. Agree?
Agree.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I mean, he was not invested from the very beginning, right? Look, Ruby Ray says, if we all felt that he's not into it, Marissa must have felt it too. She's in denial. Agree?
I don't think she felt it. I think she was all in.
Her energy encompassed him, and she felt her energy rebounding off him.
Yeah, I mean, I just think she was all in to this relationship, and I get it. I mean, this whole thing is a roller coaster of emotions, and you just run with it, and it's easy to get caught up, and I think maybe that's what happened.
Mimi says, Marissa almost had me over here crying, then I was yelling GTFO of her face with these cameras.
That's what I wonder what the camera guy is doing. He's just like, this is so good. Keep it going.
You know what
it is. Ramses, give her a hug. Give her a hug right now.
Cameraman starts to pat away. Producer's like, put the camera back or you're fucking fired.
The crouch down in the corner. Zoom in. Zoom in.
Yeah, no heart. No heart, man. I hate that he hugged her out. That she hugged him after, right? And am I the only one looking at this? When Ramses, like you said, he's crying, fake crying, and then he's falling to the ground, trying to hold her still. Like, did you feel he was trying to get one more quick romp? You know that. let me get that. Let me get one more. just one more.
We at least pull my lock one more time, Leah. You know what I mean? I said it right. We at least pull my lock. Just one more time before I go.
Monica's like, I would have said, don't touch me. Yeah, this is the part that really makes you feel for Marissa in this moment, because she says, I hate that Marissa thinks she's the problem. And it's in that sense, you know, when she says she gave all and that she just wants somebody to give her, and I was 100% myself.
Yeah.
You know, the other times when everybody said it was too much, she didn't give 100%. But this was this is what this process was supposed to be about, right?
Yeah.
She called her mom. And I cannot imagine, as the father of a girl, getting a phone call and your baby girl is crying like that on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I really can't. Because before there's a hang up, open the damn door. Hey, lock man, come here.
get the gat.
But like, where's your car? I didn't need it. I'm here. I couldn't imagine, man. That was, that I think was the painful part for me.
Yeah.
That's where it really hit. Like, when because mom's like, what's wrong? And I was like, Jesus, that hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I felt true, real emotion from her. I don't think that was for the cameras or for the TV, but she was completely hurt and caught off guard by this. And for her to, you know, call her mom, I totally get it. And I hope that whatever's happened with her since this all, you know, when they filmed, that she's now realized that she is enough.
Yes.
You know, I think she feels bad that people don't fight for her. She said that she's the problem and that she's not enough for somebody. You are enough, and she's a great person.
Yeah.
And you just got to find that right person that's going to appreciate all the things that she has to offer. But Ramses isn't it. Now, crazy thing is, what if reunion, they're back together dating. Does he get a pass?
Hell no. And we don't give her one either. We take all this sympathy back immediately. Because like she likes to tweet, says, Buddy was squeezing to get the tear out. Ramses was so relieved to end it. I think he was done after meeting her mom.
Like he almost tooted, just like.
Hey, can we cut that? Can we cut that?
Yeah. You know, my fault. I was just trying to get a tear for the.
Can we roll that back? Look, here's the thing though, because Marissa has been on TikTok responding, because a lot of people came for her mom, right? A lot of people came for her mom, and she came back and just said, hey, look, understand. And she kind of gave her own explanation on that. But something else that she gave an explanation on, I don't know if, you know, it feels like she's responding to what I just said, even though this was, I literally just said it, right? And it was to the fact that people were saying that it felt like, remember I said, it felt like she was begging, right? I wasn't the only person who felt that way. And she had something to say about it too.
What did y'all expect from me? Like, or from anyone who was in this situation or anyone going through a breakup? When you say you're committed to someone, you want to marry them and you love them and it's unconditional. When they come to you, when your partner comes to you with doubts or confusion, what do? Just high five the man and walk away? Or do I sit there and say, well, what's going on? Let's talk about this. You weren't feeling this way yesterday. What's going on? That is not begging someone to say with them. Asking someone, are you sure, is not begging them to say. It's saying, are you sure that you feel confident in this decision, or is it something you want to sleep on? It is not a begging. And if you think it is, I can't change your mind, but I just think it's fascinating because in today's society, we're always talking about, like, I want someone to commit. I want someone to be there for me. I want you to be my confidant, my ride and die. But then when you see someone doing that, people are really quick to judge. And
by the way, I just want to say again, I'll never forgive you all for pointing out her vocal fry. I just want to point that out. Go ahead, continue.
I get where she's coming from, but I think there's a difference of, for me, it's wedding, right? It's not so much just a breakup, but like we're supposed to get married, you know, in a couple days. And now you're telling me you're not sure. Like, we're going to keep talking about that. Or when you say you're done, then you're done. I don't want you to sleep on it at that point. That's just my thought. From a wedding standpoint, no.
Well, yeah,
but I get where she's coming from. I totally get where she's coming from. And I think that she's right. And I couldn't imagine being in her shoes, having to get all these people sliding her DM saying whatever or commenting on her post on IG and TikTok and just having to read through those things.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
But, you know, so part of it, too, is in the sense of not everybody has the ability to cut things off immediately and just go. You said she was 100% in. If she's 100% in, she's like, okay, well, look, hold up. You were just so sure. You literally said this just earlier. You were just so sure before. The hell happened? Now, if we were all good, and today, all of a sudden, after one conversation, you're not, what happened? Are you sure? And so even though Monica says it's the amount of time she said, are you sure, that made it begging. And Mr. Donnie Mac says, begging is please, baby, please, baby, baby, please, baby, please, please, please. Oh, Keith Sweat. Don't come for me, Keith. Mimi says, though, ask the questions to gain clarity, but he was clearly stating that he was done. Let him go. And that's exactly why they better not be back together at this damn reunion. Oh, I'm done.
No, you're not.
You're right. You're right, Todd.
Oh man, this was tough, but it's a sad part to it because now we're down to basically just two couples, right? At the end, well, not even basically. No, we are down to just two couples.
Down two couples.
It's the saddest bachelor and bachelorette parties I've ever seen in my life. They could have done two separate ones and been fine. They didn't need to include, I can't even say everybody because it just felt like a couple people.
They should have just combined them. Y'all just hang out.
They might as well have, man. Garrett and Tyler went to the Wizards game, and apparently Tyler was trying out for the Wizards practice team.
He just wants to do the layup drills. I don't know if he can do all the other stuff, but at least the layup drills. But we know that, like any other NBA player, he can spit out some babies. Too soon.
Touche. We get to Ashley and Tyler's wedding, and as we found out, Gangsta Ty is still alive and kicking and ready to make some more babies because as his boys ask him some questions, he has some things to say.
Yeah, so he's hanging with his boys, and they're like, so what are you going to do after this? He's like, well, we got the reception. No, after this, like when we all leave, which I'm thinking to myself, that's the dumbest question I've heard anyone ask. But one thing they said, where's your honeymoon? Where are y'all going? But what are you doing after this?
And why would you ask that question? If you asked me that at my wedding, I'd have kicked you out.
That's just dumb. But he tells his friends after the wedding is over, they're going to the baby-making station.
Of course. And you know what?
Does he have one at his house?
Of course he does.
Apparently.
Which house? However, crazy question, dumb question, but you got to give it up for his boys. Mm. They are ride or die, not ride and die, as Marissa said on her TikTok, is ride or die. But those boys, they're down because not one of them went, more babies? Not one. They stuck to that lie. They went with the deny, deny, deny till the day you die, and not one of them accidentally said, you on a fourth already?
You having more kids? Already?
You sure? You want to wait till the other ones can babysit first? Nothing. None of them.
True. I mean, his boys stuck with him. They didn't even flinch when he said, going to the baby making stage. They're like, word? Cool.
Leah says, because they ain't either. Monica says, nah, production probably cut that part out.
Possibly.
So, hey, let's stick with boys gonna ride for the boys. All right? Not, it doesn't always happen. So you gotta, when it happens, you gotta at least celebrate it. What'd you think as you're watching them get ready for the wedding? Because Ashley's there, she's got her bridesmaids, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that who I think it is? And because I got the closed caption on, I saw the name, and I'm like, Telly? I only know one Telly besides my television. And sure enough, that's Deontay Wilder's ex-fiance who just filed a restraining order against him in June. Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was. Mm-hmm. I don't watch boxing, but also I don't pay attention to who they date. Yeah. So you beat me on that one. But there's also Telly Savalas. I didn't Savalas. Pay attention to who they, that is.
Telly, yeah, I forgot about Telly Savalas. You're right. Definitely don't look alike.
Yeah.
And like, the thing, and I don't pay attention to that, but she was front and center when they were together, mm-hmm. front and center at all his fights. They're walking in, she's walking in with him, right? She's front row all the time, all those, until the last fight when he was fighting Zhang. And people pointed out, like, wait a minute, where's Telly? Especially on social media, they're asking for these things. They're like, oh, now that he's losing, she's not there. No, there's a story behind that. And you almost thought that she was about to tell it when Ashley's saying how much and how good Tyler is. And Telly goes, yeah, they're all good in the beginning. and producers went, cut. Don't you tell that story here.
They're all good in the beginning. Then it starts with a jab. And after that.
Stop. 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 Don't you do that.
Yeah, I don't know much about their story, just lightly what I heard, but I don't really know much. But I think I don't think it's always a good look for people to say, yeah, they're always like that in the beginning. They're always nice. Mm-hmm. And compare that to your situation, because some people married badly mm-hmm. or dated badly and just mm-hmm. don't want to admit that. But don't rain on Ashley's parade, because Tyler's going to do that for her.
Yeah. Tyler is going to do that for her. Here's an interesting thing, because Ashley says, the only thing that could make her not say yes is if something catastrophic happens. And it's just like Raveen says, it was really hard to watch Tyler and Ashley marry, because I'm looking at it when she says that part, unless something catastrophic happens. And I'm like, it already has.
It did.
You just don't know about it yet.
Well, she does know parts of it, because to me, finding out that he was a donor mm-hmm. is catastrophic. Mm-hmm. that's a big, because you never said that at all.
Yeah,
this whole time. Now you say that. Yeah, that's something catastrophic that happened.
Yeah, it is. Oh, here's the thing that I think we find out here, right? We found out that Ashley and her dad did not have the best relationship, mm-hmm. and I was like, because when she goes, so what's gonna happen? Is the dad gonna walk it out? Well, he's gonna walk me down. He's gonna hand me off to my mom, and she's like, oh, but he's. What if he wanted to walk you all the way? But he's lucky he's even here, brother. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I remembered. I think it was in Mexico when she said it. I thought it was a pause, but I think it was in Mexico. She said, I love my dad, but I do not want to marry a man like him, because somebody said, "Oh, I'm going to want to marry a man like my dad." I think, yeah, and High Vibe points out she did marry her father.
Yeah. I don't get it. I just don't really get it. Her dad being there, which I thought was great, you know, that he showed up. Although I'm like, didn't you wear that same thing when you met Tyler? you just couldn't do a different shirt at least. Wear the jacket and pants, but at least a different shirt. But I thought it was nice that they were there. And when I say they, her dad and her mom.
Yes.
And the fact that she let the dad walk her to the mom and then mom took her all the way to the aisle. Getting them both be a part of it, I thought was a great move.
Yeah, it was. And it's probably just reminiscent for the mom and dad because he dropped her off and then left. What?
All right then, baby girl. Daddy be back.
In about 25 years.
Yeah. Room.
Roll Tide. Oh, shit. We got ourselves wrong. Give us some stop.
Yeah, we're bad for that. Sorry.
Okay. How did you, sir, feel watching their wedding, knowing what we already know? I mean, this is probably the worst thing that could happen, that we found all this out. Because imagine the shock we would have had if we found this out after they said yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch because if you take away what we all know, this is a beautiful wedding. Mm-hmm. Everything about it, I thought, was beautiful. I probably wouldn't have the ballet dancers just come down the 10 feet, but whatever.
I can't. But, wait, stop. Why are you saying that, man?
Here's my issue with the ballet dancers. It's nice. Now, maybe they did a whole lot more dancing around and all they showed was just them going from the one chair to the end, about 10 feet. But I'm thinking, like, imagine calling somebody, yeah, I'm getting married next month. I need two ballet dancers. What do you need them to do? I need them to go about 10 feet, couple twirls, and that's it. So imagine being that ballet dancer. You got to put on all that outfit and all that stretch just to go 10 feet. Now, true, getting paid, do it. I just feel it's a big waste of money. That was my thing. I just thought it was a waste of money to have them do that.
Nella says, I love the dancers who didn't mind if they got paid doing that. Dorica says, the dancers are awkward to me.
Thank you, Dorica.
El Cid says, yep, no ballet dancers when Tyler had two daughters not there. Y'all are wrong.
He should have.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
That'd be messed up. They have like a little ring bearers coming down. And that's just like, who are they? Oh, Netflix got these people. I don't know.
Daddy. Yeah. Where?
These kids are so cute, they think I'm their dad. We must look alike.
Hi, Bob, agrees with you. Waste of lovers, blinds, money. I'm just like. By the way, Nello has to point out, me and Terrell never agree.
But whose fault is that? Sometimes you want to agree with me, but I think you disagree out of spite. And that's wrong.
Oh, my God. You know, the thing about this, right? Because remember, one of the things Ashley said that Tyler is so thoughtful. J. Marie says Tyler can be thoughtful because he lost all thoughts of his kids. Monica says, because he makes a coffee every morning, she has low standards. That's all that's needed. Remember, she's never had guys treat her the way he did. And Tyler got game. I think y'all missing this part right here. Tyler's got game, right? He had the news anchor.
A lesbian.
She had an investigative reporter who couldn't find the dirt.
Couldn't figure it out. Even was at the gender reveal, and she's like, this is a nice party. This is nice. And had no idea her man had the baby.
Tyler got game. Y'all are not looking at the glass half full here, okay? The golden cup half full. You got to look
at it. I don't know many guys that can talk a woman who's only really been with women like, hey.
I know y'all having problems. Yeah. Let daddy help you out.
Yeah, just you haven't tried it. Well, you already got one. You need a matching set. They can't be by themselves, so.
How about one with a heartbeat instead of rubber?
Well, let's do this the old-fashioned way. Why not?
By the way, Trinity said something that that said, "Can I say how young Ashley's mother looked?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a mom at first. I'll be like,
me either. Me either. I didn't either. I was like, man, her mom is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then even grandma is still beautiful too. So, I mean, I think Ashley comes from some good genes.
Yeah. J. Marie, man, I don't know. You should go into writing because this one, Ashley wanted a wedding and husband. Kids donated separately.
y'all are so wrong.
Y'all are so wrong. Oh my God. By the way, Monica says all three generations were beautiful. Absolutely. I do agree. You know, Ashley, her mom, and her grandma. All beautiful. Yes, sir. Yo, y'all off the chain in these comments, man. I can't wait for the reunion, right? To see what happens. I think, and we'll talk more about what happens at the reunion coming up, but I want to ask you this question before we get, before we move on to our next couple. And that is, are they still together when we get to the reunion? And understand, we didn't scour TikTok to find it and all the other things to find that out.
I hope they're not. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. I hope they're not. If they are still together, well, then Ashley, you do you. Good luck with that. You got the three bonus kids, and you can make more kids, and y'all just make it work. And that's what y'all want, decide to do as a couple? Great. I would hope that she would say, I deserve better than this, because technically you're getting lied to.
Okay.
And could be very similar to what happened to your mom that she said you didn't want. Mm-hmm. So maybe now you really are dating your dad.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because the bonus kids shouldn't be an issue when men have to put up with that and take it all the time. Okay? And you say they should just accept it.
No. Because I've dated women with kids, but I knew they had kids. And they're taking care of the kids. So that's the difference. I've never been dating somebody and then we're about to get married and they're like, oh, I donated some eggs to have some kids, and they're right here.
And I mean, damn, they all scramble. I don't know what the hell happened. Chrissy Sunshine says, I hope they're not together, to which Ravine says they are, because the reunion was taped before this all came out. that's what I was trying to figure out. If the reunion, because I remember when they said that the reunion was being taped, I just couldn't remember if it was right before this came out or after it came out. And if so, we need an update. And she likes to tweet, says, if Ashley's pregnant reunion, all of Wakanda is going to scream. Absolutely. 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 Man, okay. Let's move on. Sorry, I had to take a... Do us a favor. Please hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And take a sip. I need this just real quick before we move on.
A little palate cleanser before we talk about...
Got to.
The most exciting, awesome couple of them all that just brings so much energy when you talk to them. Oh, yeah, there they go.
Captain America and Olivia Munn.
It's like a bowl of grits with no butter or salt. I mean, I've been happy for this couple. I said, this is my Brett and, Tiffany.
What's her name? How dare you?
Brett and Tiffany. But like I said, they're just like a bowl of grits, no butter or salt, just boring. That's all it really is.
Black Tornado says, you're so shady. Monica says, they're still my favorite couple. Elle said, oatmeal, no flavor. Another round says, cream of rice. Happy Gardeners. Happy said, yes. Terrell and I picked the right couple out the gate.
See?
James says, cucumber sandwiches.
Cucumber sandwich. That is boring. Man.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you. The great philosopher, Tina, says pasta and butter. Let me tell you something.
That's a poor kid's breakfast and dinner.
Let me explain something. If you put the right seasoning on it, pasta with butter. You don't need the Alfredo, the black people's go-to sauce, pasta sauce, or the marinara. I'm just saying. But the great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein, I always tell you, he had this bit of advice a long time ago when he said, the only good relationships are boring. The exciting ones, there's some trouble.
Yeah.
So, are you surprised at the, as Tehu calls it, the lettuce sandwich? Y'all are wrong. Live chat, y'all are wrong.
and here's what's funny. Another round says, Another round says the potato salad with raisins. No, because potato salad with raisins still gets talked about.
What's wrong with this couple? They are, look, let's get to it. Because Garrett's parents are not at the wedding. That's wild to me. There's the excitement immediately, right? I mean, and it looks like you froze there, Terrell. But when you look at what happened with Garrett's family, right, and then them not showing up, I think it felt kind of weird as you're first watching it. And you're seeing that, like, okay, where are they at? Why are they not there? And you do see Tom, who is Taylor's dad, go to visit Garrett before the wedding. Welcome back, Terrell. What did you think when Tom went to go see Garrett?
I thought it was cool that Tom went to go see Garrett. I mean, because the whole time, at first, I'm like, where's Garrett's parents mm-hmm. at? And if you said something like that before, my internet, for whatever reason, went out.
And that was back. You being evil and spiteful and talking about no flavor. And the Lord said, let me sprinkle a little of that on you real quick.
Somebody hit the green bean casserole button? Oh, really? Boom.
You seem to like it when you were at my place, eh? Yeah.
I thought it was nice that Tom did that, because it seemed like he was the one that Taylor was most concerned with mm-hmm. throughout this process, and how he would be okay with it or not. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great bonding moment, how he helped, you know, put Garrett's tie on. No, yep. Which is what a dad's supposed to do normally for their son at their wedding. Rich, so,
because you said that perfectly, and I read this at the right time. Because Brandy goes, I watched half of the scene thinking that was Garrett's dad. Because what you just said, that's what the dad is supposed to be doing with his son.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What the hell? I'm sorry, continue.
No, I did. I thought it was like, okay, well, what's going on with that? But I thought it was nice. I mean, you had a really good moment. And the interesting thing is, normally when we watch Love is Blind, when they get to the weddings, it's almost as if they're trying to make it seem like the person may say no, they may say, mm-hmm. like you don't know where they're going to land. I knew from the beginning Garrett was going to say yes, and he made the dad feel, you know, confident that he's going to say yes. And I knew Taylor was going to say yes.
But, I mean, think about what Garrett did, right? Garrett made some great promises, and J. Marie, you probably missed it because you said Garrett and Tyler – clicks 2x speed. Stop it. Just fast forwarded through the whole thing. Stop that. Because Garrett made some great promises to Tom. And I think I thought it was a great moment, right? And as I'm watching it, I'm like, Garrett's parents should feel like shit watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Netflix made me feel like shit because they showed up. What's
traffic.
Wrong with you?
Traffic. They're in DC.
Well, it could be. You're actually right. Yeah. It could have been.
Traffic. So they showed up, and I thought that was great, you know, because earlier I think Garrett told his friends that he thinks his parents are good with mm-hmm. it, because they know they had some concerns because of the amount of time that they've only known each other. But they seem to be very supportive.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, that they were concerned about how much time that they've known each other.
Make DC great again. Make Garrett's dates wide again. I got you.
No. So I'm glad that they showed up. I'm glad that they're there to support him mm-hmm. For that. And back to Tom wearing his brother's tie. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many good bonding emotional things with this couple mm-hmm. and their parents.
Yeah, it was. And it's here's the thing about it, right? Tom and Garrett, a lot of great moments there. You can see them bonding, right? When Tom tells him about the tie and his brother's tie and how Taylor was there for him the entire time and, you know, she'll be there for you for anything you need and this is how life is going to be and this is this. Great moments. But then you see Garrett with his parents and he's still trying to convince his mom that he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's what I, and even though she goes, oh, well, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. Well, damn, you tried for the last 4 weeks. What do you mean? Of course he thinks you're going to try now.
Maybe they're just trying to, hey, are you sure you want to do this? Because it's a lot.
Now, we didn't buy it when Marissa asked Ramsey, so we're not going to buy it when Garrett's mom asked him. We don't need that.
So that's why Garrett's mom was crying. Like, are you sure? Really?
Monica's like, Garrett's mom probably told the ex to text Garrett to cause chaos. Yep. Text him. Matter of fact, call him. Go over there. I'll give you the address.
I'm going to assume positive intent. I'm not thinking that Garrett's mom is just like, what's her mom's name again? Do I got to say it? Ugh.
And you know what? Because I'll tell you what I felt like he goes, well, she's smart.
They all are.
Nope, they're not. Stop it. By the way, this is how you know Garrett's parents didn't like Taylor. It's because what a coincidence. Taylor's parents got married on the 13th. They're getting married on the 13th. But guess who else got married on the 13th? Garrett's parents.
Weird.
I had to rewind. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I hear it wrong the first time? So maybe Taylor's parents didn't get married on the 13th. How can you not think this is fate?
Right.
How can you not think that the Lord said, put these two together? They both come from 13. Numbers align.
Yeah, this is meant to happen. They were supposed to be in this experiment in the pods together. They both went into the pods with low expectation, mm-hmm. thinking they were going to get anything, and then they wind up being the best couple out of the whole group.
Yeah. Nuts. That just irked the crap out of me. But at least they, you know, made it down the aisle. They said, I do. And you can stop fast-forwarding through it because they're done. They're together.
They're together.
You think they're still going to be together at the end of this?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, he gets another text and replies and likes something. Maybe that can set it off.
That would do it. So, got to ask this question. And before we get to some of these comments from earlier, got to ask, who was the villain of season 7? If we had to pick a top three, right? Mm. And say top three just because you want to go with the uneven number. But we may have to do an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Who would be honorable mention first?
Honorable mention first obviously had to be Leo.
Yeah.
You know, I think Leo caught a whole bunch of hell mm-hmm. early. I've seen the stuff on TikTok about him, and I've seen some of his own TikToks where he's trying to find a way to spin the narrative, but just makes it worse, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that they targeted his company's webpage. Mm-hmm. And all that with bad reviews.
Yeah.
So I think Leo would be the honorable mention.
I agree. I would also put the producers, Netflix producers in on that too, just because they should have let them go to Mexico. You know how much more we would have had? I'm just saying.
I don't think Brittany would have made it that far. She'd be like, you know, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's funny because here we go. Top three faces: Hannah, Ramsey's Tyler. Kiara says Tyler. Cal Fanny says Hannah. I'm seeing Hannah a couple times. Seen Tyler a couple times. Tim. Tim should be a hero. I'm sorry. He's just.
Kiara says Ramses. All three.
So, who would be number three?
Number three for me would be Steven.
Steven. Yeah.
Yeah. Number three for me would be Steven when I look at this group, just because of how that whole thing went down.
Yeah.
Dude's a hot mess.
He was. And he fumbled the bag big time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you saw how excited he was when he got to the apartment. Oh, this is nice.
This is me?
This is me. Wait, we have a place we can sit down and actually eat?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Steven definitely in there. Number two.
Number two for me would be Tyler.
So not Tim like M. Smith is saying. Tyler. Nope. Tyler's not
Tim gets
one.
A pass. My doppelganger gets a pass.
Okay, so Tyler, you're going with... Tyler hit a whole family. And then got discovered, he lied.
Yeah.
Do you think they even know what you look like? I don't think so.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. But he lied. Then he tells her that and still lies. But yeah, I got three kids, but I don't know them. Mm-hmm. So I'm just the donor. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't seen the repercussions of all that. Just we know what we're judging based on what we've heard. I'm going off what I've seen so far on the show.
Yeah.
Tyler would be my number two.
Lil Eva says, Alex with a nasty apartment. Tehu says, nah, just Alex's nasty apartment. And Sarah S. says, Marissa's mom has actual villain energy, though. She does. She says it all. And you're right. She does have the villain energy. But you know what? That's like Stone Cold Steve Austin in WWE back in the day. The villains were winning. Ric Flair, you know, so she was right there. So the villain energy, yes. The actual villain, probably not.
No.
Yeah. No. Like, oh, there you go, Mr. Donnie Mac. Marissa's mom is anti-hero. Exactly. Right? So there are a lot of people saying, oh, I forgot about Tim. How is Tim a villain? Before we get to number one, I just want to understand, why do y'all think Tim is a villain? Because Tim got disrespected, assaulted, and said, I am a man who's afraid of my mama, so I'm not going to put my hands on a woman. So he said, but I'm going to get my revenge. And he waited.
Well, I think what Tim didn't want to do is listen to the producers and go with the whole thing and try to, like, go through the whole process. I'm sure they were trying to talk him into staying. Mm-hmm. So I applaud Tim for saying, nope, I'm not doing that.
Right. Faye says, Tim is just petty as hell. Yeah, exactly. I don't disagree with that. And I applaud that level of petty.
Yeah.
You know I do. Miss B said, Tim did the right thing. Yes. You're damn right. Good job.
Yeah. He was rude, but he wasn't a villain.
Right. Happy Gardner says, Tim is a villain. That man cooked while everybody sat their ass inside. Them two healthy brothers sat their ass inside while he slaved over a hot grill, cooking food for everybody, cooking specialty food for other people. And you gonna call this man a villain?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Nope. Not a villain in my book.
Mr. Donning back says, Petty is not a villain. Black Tornado says, Tim was a dog.
Please don't.
Another Rob said villains need to eat too. That's why. That's true. Number one. Who would you put? Because we're not putting Tim at number one. Who is going to be number one? Because you got Tyler at number two. You got Steven at number three. Leo was the honorable mention. I think I know where you're going with number one. Who is it?
Hannah.
Oh, hell yeah.
The way she treated Nick. The way talked to Nick. The way she just dogged Nick. Every chance she got, the way she tried to humiliate him and embarrass him on national TV and make herself look like she is awesome compared to everybody else. To me, Hannah is the biggest villain. I think it all backfired on her. I don't think she intended to start out as the villain, but man, she's something.
Hannah is such a villain that we did not like her before. We thought she was making stuff up like she did with the whole duck story, but she just misremembered every damn thing about it, right? And then she proved to us, no, I am better with money than this man child over here.
Yeah.
And she proved that. Great. And we're like, yo, you know what? We'll admit that we were wrong on that part. But then the villain came right back out.
Right.
And she just proved it. I turned you from a boy to a man. And you know,
I've taught you everything you know.
She said that to the punter.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Because he's the punter.
She wouldn't talk to a linebacker like that.
No. Henry Cavill? No, she wouldn't. But she definitely was evil in this. So she fits the villain role. To me, she definitely fits the villain role. And like somebody said in the live chat before, when all this broke down with her and Nick, was that now that she's lost the weight, that evil's probably increased.
Well, little Eva says, Hannah's skinny now. At least her Instagram pic is. And yes, she's a skinny villain.
No. The Riddler was always skinny too. He was a villain. By the way, Leah says, punter disrespect is wild. Look, Pat McAfee is my favorite sports show right now, and he was a punter. So, however, I'm just saying, he was a different breed of punter.
Yeah. Yeah. Hannah was a trip. I mean, is there like an Ozempic for attitude, like poor attitude, rudeness? Is there an Ozempic for that?
No, I think that's just a side effect of Ozempic.
Yeah. Is there a shot you could take to change your funky attitude?
Besides the oversized head, that's another side effect of Ozempic. It's going to be the attitude. And to be fair, now we're going to talk, as we get to what to expect at the reunion. You know, I saw something where it showed Alex lost a lot of weight as well, too.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, it wasn't Ozempic. I'm not. Well, no. Okay. She said, I'm not on Ozempic.
Mm.
She said, well, I did try it, but it made me sick. But she's not on it now.
Right. And for all the people who were saying, well, Terrell, you're wrong for saying Alex is lazy because she, you know, maybe she's depressed or maybe she's on antidepressants or she's ADHD. Great. Alex lost weight. She looks great. Awesome. All I want to see is what does her apartment look like? Mm-hmm. Show me that. Because that was my only issue with her. I had no issue with her size. No, show me that apartment and what that looks like now.
Yeah. By the way, Lil Eva says, if someone says they're not on Ozempic, they're probably on Ozempic. Has she cleaned her apartment yet?
Yes. That's what I want to know. What does your apartment look like now?
Well, she says she's not on Ozempic and she did it on her own, but couldn't clean up her apartment. But yes.
Well, good. I mean, if she did on her own, maybe she did P90X, Tybo, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
If she's happy with how she looks, that's awesome. She feels good. And I think she looks great.
She looks great. Yes.
What does your place look like? That was the issue that a lot of people had with you was your place is gross. You can't come with a stank attitude and be nasty at home at the same time.
Yeah, I know where you got that from. Good one there. That was actually pretty good. Thank you. Assumptive says, actually, Leo might be the lead villain because we still need to investigate the deaths in his family.
Wow. Wow.
You went for the Netflix movie. The Lifetime movie. Oh, my God. Hilarious, man. By the way, when you froze, Sarah says, that's the most photogenic screen freeze I've ever seen.
Did I look bad? Did it catch me looking weird?
No. You know, for a second, we didn't even know you froze. And then I was like, he hasn't moved yet. His finger isn't even twitching. When you go back and look at it, which you will see the most photogenic screen freeze ever. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You did it.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So, look, next week is the actual reunion. I really hope she found out more about this before the reunion.
I would think she would. Ashley. I would think she would. I would think somebody, they're going to be hitting her up. Somebody's going to be saying something to her.
Got to be.
I'm sure.
Got to be. Got to be.
Maybe the journalist was like, hey, sis.
Let me tell you something. Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.